They spoke to us. Report for Children of the Church from the 173rd Annual General Conference, April 5th through the 6th, 2003. President Gordon B. Hinckley. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the way of peace. To the extent we follow it and incorporate it in our lives, to this extent will we be blessed and prospered. What a wonderful thing it is to be involved in this glorious work. Let us rejoice in our great opportunity. Let us serve with gladness. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Wishing will not replace thorough preparation to meet the trials of life. Preparation is hard work, but absolutely essential for our progress. Our journey into the future will not be a smooth highway which stretches from here to eternity. Rather, there will be forks and turnings in the road, to say nothing of the unanticipated bumps. We must pray daily to a loving Heavenly Father who wants each of us to succeed in life. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. There are so many shades of right and wrong that each of you has to decide where the line will be. I strongly urge you that if there is any question in your minds or hearts about whether your personal conduct is right or wrong, don't do it. Each of us has moral agency, and the gift of the Holy Ghost will sharpen our impressions of what is right and wrong, true and false. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Through prayer, we can show our love for God, and He has made it so easy. We may pray to Him any time. No special equipment is needed. We don't even need to charge batteries or pay a monthly service fee. Prayers can be offered even in silence. One can think a prayer, especially when words would interfere. We close our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. When we hear another's prayer, we audibly add our amen, meaning, that is my prayer, too. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Like the pioneers, we should thank God for our adversities and pray for guidance in meeting them. Through that attitude and through our faith and obedience, we will realize the promises God has given us. It is all part of the plan. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit, a separate and distinct member of the Godhead. He is a witness or testifier of the power of God, the divinity of Christ, and the truth of the restored gospel. When we are confirmed, we are given the right to the companionship of the Holy Ghost, but it is a right that we must continue to earn through obedience and worthiness. We cannot take this gift for granted. Elder Dennis B. Neuenschwander of the Presidency of the 70. Sacrament meetings are really more than just meetings. They are sacred moments in a holy place. During these weekly moments, we reflect on the most merciful act of sacrifice this world has ever known. We ponder the love of God, who gave His only begotten Son, that we might obtain eternal life. As we partake of the sacrament, we remember Him and express our willingness to take His name upon us and to keep His commandments. End of the article. They spoke to us. Report for Children of the Church from the 173rd Annual General Conference, April 5th and 6th, 2003.